Cross-country flight planning. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with planning an IFR cross-country flight and filing an IFR flight plan. Demonstrate your understanding of fuel planning, definitions of minimum or emergency fuel, conditions conducive to icing, wind shear, microbursts, and turbulence, symbology found on IFR en route and approach charts and diagrams, where to locate and how to apply preferred IFR routing, elements and operational requirements of an IFR flight plan, procedures for activating and closing an IFR flight plan in controlled and uncontrolled airspace, oxygen requirements, altitude and course requirements, pre-flight requirements, airspace, cloud clearance and visibility requirements, alternate airport selection, and demonstrate your understanding of global positioning system and receiver autonomous integrity monitoring capability if the aircraft is so equipped. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing IFR altitude selection, dynamic weather, inadvertent icing encounters, the limitations of ATC radar advisories, improper fuel planning, scenarios and circumstances associated with declaring minimum or emergency fuel, a route involving significant environmental influences, mountains or large bodies of water, human factors that may impact making an initial go-no-go decision and the decision to continue the flight based on an ongoing evaluation of the flight, and identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing flight in areas unsuitable for landing or below personal weather minimums. Demonstrate your ability to recalculate fuel reserves based on a scenario provided by the evaluator. Explain, create, and simulate filing an IFR flight plan for a route assigned by the evaluator using actual weather reports and forecasts and conforming to the regulatory requirements for IFR within the airspace in which the flight will be conducted. Interpret departure en route and arrival and instrument approach procedures and charts. Select a suitable alternate. Calculate time en route and fuel, considering factors such as power settings, operating altitude, wind, reserve fuel requirements, and weight and balance requirements. Obtain and correctly interpret applicable NOTAM information, and demonstrate your ability to determine the calculated performance is within the aircraft's capability and operating limitations.